And back here at the home of the Mariners, we welcome you into our Saturday night game of the week. We don't get to do this very often, but in what was set to be our opening weekend of broadcast before things juggled around and we were able to do a game last week, I always like to bring you as much coverage as we can. And fortunately enough, a home Saturday night game that didn't interfere with our Monmouth University broadcast today. On first and 10, Lions will get back to work here. They have it at the Tom Zimmer North 32-yard line. Davies is going to roll off to his left, take a hard shot, but release the football. Catch is made on the far sideline by number 10, Sean Callahan, who's been a favorite target tonight of Davies. Good yardage there on first down as well. 7-yard pickup.
So important here that Lacey scores here. You don't want to come out of this leading points on the board. You want to get into the end zone here. Remember, they hold the extra point advantage. If they were to score twice and kick both points, they would take the lead 21-20. Mixed extra points come back to haunt you sometimes.
Davies will spread the formation. Empty the backfield out. Quarterback draw up the middle. Gets down inside the 20, down inside the 15. Takes a hard hit there by Copes and Lewis, who combine on the stop. Good first step, Ed, by Connor Davies. We haven't seen that very often tonight, but a good first down.
Yeah, do you agree that as we're going to injury timeout at North here, Copes is down. Do you agree with me that Husney reminds you of Davies a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think,
you know, senior sophomore.
Yeah, I think actually Husney.
A little quicker?
A little quicker and maybe just a tad more athletic.
Okay.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Sansone Jr.'s 66 Auto Mall, 66 MVP, and the Shore Sports Network are proud to support the teams and the Shore Conference football. To enter to win a remote starter from 66 MVP, simply text MVP to 89000. Brad's on his phone. You're not eligible to win, Brad. You can't text that, as Copes will hop up and run off his own power. That being said, I think Davies a little more polished as a thrower.
Yes.
Similar builds. Husney 5'9", 160. Davies 5'10", 155.
Yeah, well, Husney will grow a little bit. Only a young sophomore. Both good players, though.
Yeah, both good players. Would agree with that for sure. On what we'll say first and 10, ball set at the 14-yard line of Tom Zimmer North. Lions haven't been down here very often trying to cash in. Four out of the pattern. Davies, good athletic move, goes to the sideline and will skip it low. Give credit for the quarterback pressure, Michael Seawick, the 6'1", 235-pound outside linebacker.
You know, Davies has been basically the Lacey offense tonight, throwing the football, because their ground game has been nothing tonight. They have not been able to move the ball on the ground at all, other than with Davies and his scrambles back there and quarterback draws. So it's been all day Connor Davies tonight for the Lions.
Sayer in the backfield with Davies here on second and 10. Straight drop back out of the shotgun. Quick throw over the middle. He's got a target. The catch is made down inside the 5-yard line. Isaiah Brown, the tight end who split out that time, will make the catch. Going to be close to a first down.
Now they're going to need about a yard, Matt. Another one of those third and inside of a yard, this time for Howell. This has got quarterback draw written all over it, I think.
Eye formation.
Yep.
Tight ends either way. Single receiver is Bocchini. Quarterback sneak this time for Connor Davies.
Boy, I don't think he made it, man.
If he did, it's not by much.
If he did, it's a mark, because he definitely did not make it. That was no gain right there. They're putting it in the same spot. They're going to have to use a timeout here, I would think. This is too important to rush a play in the game.
They're bringing in some receivers. New players.
Yeah, receivers. Blackwell comes in, and Callahan comes in. Maybe Connor's on the corner here. Now the Mariners will use a timeout here, huh? Okay. Mariners obviously realize that this is a very important down right here also.
Timeout taken with 10:04 to go in the fourth quarter. Townsend North 20 and Lacey 7. Let's step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week right after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back in here. A big fourth down call upcoming for Lacey, who trails by 13 points. And you say time not a factor. The way that this game has gone, which has been on the quick side, Mariners have been able to chew up much of the clock. And now on fourth down and about a football, the Lions will line up and go for it. Unsuccessful with a quarterback sneak last time around. Davies will step up under center here again. Straight eye look. Play action fake. Davies rolling to his right. He's got somebody open in the end zone. Catch is made by Bocchini, and he's in for the score. Close to being out of the back part of the end zone. Just got a foot in, Ed. I know you're right on top of it. Nice adjustment by Bocchini to catch it, and a better effort by Davies on the rollout.
Yeah, he ran waggle that time to his throw, to his arm side, his right side, and Bocchini just coming across the middle as from the tight end spot, wide open early. Davies took some time to get it to him, and he did get one foot in. You only need one in high school.
Big extra point here to make it 20-14. The kick is up from Davis, and it is good. That is our score as it sits right now. Toms River North 20, Lacey 14, 9:56 to go. We'll hold here between breaks. Connor Davies with his second touchdown pass of the night. Well, I'll say this for Lacey, and even though we seem to be singing the praises of Toms River North a bit more, the Lions have hung in there.
And I reiterate again, as far as my beliefs are concerned, it all lies on the hands of Connor Davies. He has played outstanding tonight and has thrown the football very well. And remember, these are not the best throwing conditions. That first half was spent mostly in the rain. It has not rained this second half too much. It is misting. The ball is still wet. He's done a nice job in throwing the ball and also on the ground.
Ball will be kicked off here from Pat Davis. Middle point of the 40-yard line between the hash marks. North with a couple of players back deep. Lions with five either side of Davis. All go into a 3 or 4 point stance. High end over end kick. Fielded inside the 4-yard line by Parker Day. Good open field tackle made right at the 20-yard line. Covering the kick, Brett Kinsley, number 13.
Because, and obviously, Matt, being the weatherman that I am, just as I say, it has not rained. It has come down like torrential right now. All of a sudden, on that kickoff, it's like it brought rain, and it is coming down hard. That's not good for the Mariners here, although they keep it on the ground anyway, right?
Asante Moore, who's played extremely well tonight, he will lead the way for Husney. Husney will break a tackle, 5 yards, make it 10, 15. He's out over the 40-yard line, so a 20-yard gain, make it 23, out to the 43-yard line. That is a good way to give yourself some breathing room.
Yep, he got it out of trouble there. The only problem there is he went out of bounds. Took a pretty good hit out of bounds, but the Mariners in their hurry-up offense not seem to bother them.
Give this time again for Husney, who will keep it. Picks up four. Gets stopped just shy of the 48-yard line. Second down and six coming up. Husney again off the left side. Third consecutive carry, and he just ran over a tackler. That time it was number 11, Bocchini, who just caught the touchdown. The only thing I'd say here, Ed, if you're Toms River North, maybe take a little bit more time in between plays. I know it might not be in the pattern of their offense.
It's worked all night, and they're driving it. I don't think, unless they get in a short situation here, they're going to just keep doing what they do.
Moore will get it up the middle, and he'll bounce forward to the 40-yard line. That's a gain of four, second and six.
Husney single-handedly got them out of trouble deep in their own end. Now they're on the other side of the 50. Again, Moore picked up five yards that time on first down. The first down plays have been outstanding for the Mariners. Wow.
This time it's Parker Day into the open field. 25-20, down inside the 15, and down finally inside the 10. They do complement each other pretty well, Ed Moore.
They do.
The bruiser, Day, more of the speed guy.
And Husney, just tough yards inside. He could do it both ways, inside and outside.
8:36 to go. Clock stopped here for a second. First and goal from just inside the 10. Husney will keep. Cut back at the point of attack, down inside the 5-yard line. Tackled there by Matt McGilvary. Quickly back to the line is North. Lacey's got too many guys on the field. They're just running guys off. It's going to be too many men on the field.
Yep, they caught him. Mariner coaching staff yelling from the sidelines, run it, run it, run it. They saw the three subs come in and nobody leave. Then all of a sudden Lacey got word and they sprinted off but caught him. So that's going to be 5 free yards for the Mariner.
Well, it should be half the distance, right?
Well, I don't know. Half the distance, but they get the down over. That's the important thing. It'll be first down again. I'm sorry, second down again. That was a second down play,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think they'll move the ball.
Should take it to the 2.
No. It's not from where it ended up, right? It's where it was. It started on the
Started on the five.
Yeah, so they'll take it down to the 2.5, but they'll get
the down
over.
It should be second down.
Exactly. There it is, 2.5-yard line. We could have told them that and saved a few minutes.
We know our stuff. Not all the time, but most.
Most.
Husney will operate with a double tight end set. Jordan Craig, the single wide receiver. Now Donovan in motion, 2-back set. It'll be Moore to get the carry. Moore stood up and then dropped going backwards. Good pressure by Jake Post, number 53.
He'll get about a half a yard, maybe a yard on forward motion. He'll put it inside of the 2-yard line, just inside the hash line. So third. Now, remember, 3 points here would make it a 2-score game. So if they get stopped here, it's decision time for the Mariners.
Husney will give it to Moore off the right side. He's in. Won't matter.
Won't matter now.
They'll get 6, maybe 7. Asante Moore scoring for the first time tonight. First touchdown of the season. 2-yarder that comes here in the fourth quarter with 7:21 to go in this last spring.
I think you go 2 here, Matt. What do you think?
Go 2 to get to 28?
Yeah, 27-14. They're going to go 1. Kicking into a pretty strong wind now, wind and rain.
Beha for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Plenty of leg this time around, and it is good. 27-14. We step out for 30 seconds. The Mariners in charge with about 7 to go. In the fourth, we're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. As we welcome you back here from Toms River High School North on the home field of the Mariners, it is 27-14 in favor of Toms River North.
Well, after Lacey scored, Matt, an 80-yard drive there by the Mariners in not too whole lot of time. All on the ground and some tough running by the Mariners.
Imperial with the kickoff and booming it back through the hands of Connor Wilson. And it will come back out for a touchback. Now with time certainly a factor at this point, Ed. 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And I thought Lacey did well just to get back into the game with that last one, but you got to figure out a way to get a stop.
Yeah, and they couldn't figure that out. So Now they've got to use as little time as possible because they do need two scores now. So look for Davies to go back up to the air. Try to get one quick.
Lions here on first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Davies wanting to throw, puts it in the flat.
It's intercepted. Picked off.
Mike Seawick able to pull it in. And that might have done Lacey in.
Nice read by Seawick. Just stepped in front. Made the nice pick. Good hands by that outside backer.
Almost was able to punch it in for the score.
Yeah, it took him down to the 8-yard line.
First and goal. 7:06 to go. Toms River North now in charge, up 13, looking to add more. Here's Moore, bouncing into the outside.
Coming back, man.
Yep, this is going to be a hold or some sort of a legal block on Toms River North. Moore will have his second touchdown taken off the board.
Yeah, we said it last night on any of those perimeter plays on the corner, that wide receiver comes back in and sometimes holds or sometimes cracks back. That's not allowed. That time it was Craig who was called. So the touchdown is negated. 7 minutes left in this regulation time. The ball goes back to the 17-yard line.
Husney coming over to the sideline, a little confused with...
Are they a man short?
What the play is. And where the rest of his guys are. First and goal from the 17. Husney will take it himself up the middle and get down close to the 10-yard line for a gain of about 7.
Could have ran that one with 10 guys on the field, Matt, right? Except he needed another one on the line.
Husney again, quarterback draw inside the 5 here.
Husney on the quarterback keeper.
New package of players coming in for Toms River North.
Yeah, they yelled a team Green Bay or whatever, Oakland, and kids know what to do. For the most part, they haven't made too many mistakes.
Moore will get it. He'll try to bounce it out again.
And Connor Davies.
Tripped great. Up at the 5-yard line. Good open field tackle, as that said by Connor Davies, who came up from his corner spot. Fourth down.
I may take the 3 here, Matt. I'm telling you, 3 puts him up 3 scores.
3 would put him up 16.
30,
really two
scores. 8, you're right.
But it would be the hardest way to be a two-score game.
Exactly.
I would agree, too, Ed. I like the idea of getting the 3 on the board.
Yeah. Because then the worst that's going to happen is maybe you get tied. They're going to use their last timeout.
North taking some time to decide. We'll take some time to talk about it as well. It's Toms River North 27, Lacey 14, 5:23 to play. In the fourth quarter, we're back after a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from Toms River High School North. It is Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca calling this one for you on 1160, 1310 a.m. And after some discussion, they will bring on the field goal team. And Kyle Behal will get an opportunity to knock one in from 3.
This is what I would have done, Matt, as we talked about. Go up 16.
21-yard field goal attempt. It has the distance. It is good. Just able to hook in past the right upright. And now at 30-14. Mariners have gone up. Still two-score game, but 2 touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions. Not the easiest way to come back. the Mariners a little more than 5 minutes away from winning their first game of the year and matching their win total from a season
from
ago.
Last year, and two in a row, right? Ake Harbor finishing it off the season last year.
Toms River North will kick off. Our game tonight brought to you and presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above all the Jersey Mike's around Monmouth and Ocean County. Proud to be associated with them this year and have them along the way for our coverage.
Matt, I'm getting scared down here. Got a drone flying ahead, overhead. Red and green lights. We may be getting visitors from outer space down here.
Keep it down that way.
Right over the press box right now.
End over end kick. It's fielded by Wilson, who will bounce off some tackles. Keep his feet out over the 30-yard line. Get to about the 34. No, I don't need to know anything about any drones flying overhead, Ed.
Right over the press box. Now he gets you first.
I mean, they just kind of built this thing.
I know. It's crazy. Just hovering. Let's get back to the game. We got an exciting last 5 minutes here. Lacey desperately needs a quick one right here. Trail by 16. They need two and two-point conversions.
5:10 to go in this last quarter. Here's Davies trying to step up in the pocket. Didn't have anybody down the field. Not a coverage sack, but certainly a coverage play. Did get forward for a couple of yards, just about five. Second and five coming up. Right back to the line. Davies under pressure again. Rolling. He will step out of bounds. He'll save the clock and get a couple more yards, but Lacey trying to get something going down the field a little bit more.
Brings up third down to the line.
So as it sits right now, comfortable advantage for Toms River North, 30-14, 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Davies wanting to throw again, goes far side. He has a man here in Mike Bocchini.
Well, you give them those short patterns, let them take as much time as they have to score this first touchdown, that one of two that they need. You just don't want anybody getting behind you.
Davies will flip it in the flat on the move. Good catch and run from the fullback, Connor Wilson. And the Lions not dead in this one yet. Still pushing forward down to the Toms River North 35-yard line.
Boy, Connor Davies has played well tonight. Very impressed with him. Going to have a good year for the Lions.
Looking to throw here on first and 10. Flush in the pocket. Ooh. And will get dropped. Cole Labatt's the nose man. Adam Kakar, the defensive end.
A lot of weight on Mr. Davies right there.
Nothing that he could do about it either.
That was about 550 pounds of weight landed on his back. But Connor gets right back up. Second and long.
Second and very long, about 20. Davies will send five into the pattern. In trouble here again, and will get sacked again. This one in midfield, it'll be a four-yard loss, and again it is Cole Labatch right there.
Desperate situation now, third and about, 25, Matt?
Yep.
Third and about 25, and they've got two downs to pick up 25 yards here to keep this drive going.
Davies trying to hang with it if he can.
Oh, three in a row.
Drop again. Third sack as Adam Kakar will get him. He's taken a beating here on this drive.
They will use a timeout here, I'm sure. Are they going to punt it? No, they can't punt it. Now that he's back out. Okay.
He is the punter, too. So
we need our offensive coordinator here, Kevin Williams, to make this call. Fourth and about 30. 32 to be exact.
If you've got a trick play, this is it. Davies with a last chance effort here for Lacey. Gets the snap.
Looking ladder.
There's the trick play. It goes down the far sideline. There are no flags. It will be a touchdown. Fumbles the football, and it's picked up by Tom Zimmernorth. Executed perfectly, Bocchini to Blackwell on the hook and ladder. And then Blackwell fumbled it. It goes back to Tom Zimmernorth, and that's going to be the game.
Crazy play right there. The hook and ladder to perfection. But the late fumble, and let me tell you who picked it up. It was Watts, right? Watts. Bryce Watts for the Mariners picks it up on about the 5-yard line, returns it 5 yards.
And now the Mariners can look to just run this clock out with less than 2 minutes to play.
This one's just about over. Lacey with two timeouts can stop the clock twice. Mariners get one first down here. This game's over.
Now the Mariners taking as much time as they can in between plays. And they're slowing down that high-tempoed offense. Here is Day through the middle. Job now, as coaches would tell you. Hang on to the football.
Yeah, that's it. Minute to go here. The Mariners will pick up a W on opening night here at their home field. A big win for Dave Osiewicz and his staff. Well-played ball game. Rich Malik taking over the defense. His defense played great tonight. I don't know. We didn't count them, Matt, but I would say, about 6 or 7 sacks at least. I mean, they had 3 in a row there that put Davies back 30 yards.
Here's Husney on the carry. He'll have the first down.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that will definitely do it. They won't even have to snap the football again. Well, congratulations here to Tom Zimmernorth, who in their first game of the season matched their win total from a year ago.
Tough to come up with a player of the game, Matt. We've got so many to choose from.
We do, and we'll talk about it after Husney will take a knee and Tom Zimmernorth will celebrate. Lacey falls to 0-1 in this B-South matchup. Let's step out. We'll take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we will start our post-game show. The Mariners of Tom Zimmernorth win it by a score of 30-14. We're out and back in 60 seconds. Stick around for our post-game show here on the Shore Sports Network.